Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir. We are continuing the halachas of Ein Tzviya Ba'Oichlin. And Be'ezus Hashem, today's shir will have shaychis to the Yom Tov Pesach Abba Aleinu L'Toiva. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sifrei Aleph Paskins, that's a mitzvah lahader l'shtadel lahasek yayin odoyim. It's better to have red wine for the Arba Kaisis on the night of Pesach. Now, why is red wine better? There's two pshatim in the Mefarshim. One pshat is, because red wine is usually more chashiv, and it's better. And the Ramah says, if the white wine is better, then it's better white wine. But there's another reason. The other reason is, zeche l'adam. It's zeche that Paroi would shecht the Bnei Yisrael, and there would be blood. And therefore, we have a red wine in order to remember a zeche to that dam. And therefore, some Achreinim say that if you're going to use white wine, because the white wine is more meshubach, it's better, like the Ramah says, you should add some red wine to it in order to give it a color red, in order to chaperain the other reason of zeche l'adam. And the shaila is, if you do it before yontiv, okay, gevaldik. But the shaila is, are you allowed to do that on yontiv? Are you allowed to color the white wine with red wine on yontiv? So we spoke in the previous yurim that the mishaburu goes be'ikr like the prima gadim, that the prima gadim says that anytime it's tzarech achila, it's mutter to color Oichlin. There's then ain't tzviya by oichlin. No issa to call oichlin as long as it's tzarech achila. If it's tzarech mischar to sell it, then it's asa. But if it's tzarech achila, it's mutter. So therefore, maybe over here, it's tzarech achila. So therefore, it's mutter. But the some achrayim say that it's not a dimyan to the case of the prima gadim. But a case of the prima gadim, there, you want to color the wine because you want to make it more appetizing to eat. And it could be as the case that Mr. Bruce says you're allowed to color wine. The case he's talking about, that the red wine is more appetizing to the eye, and therefore it's more geschmack to eat, and more geschmack to drink, and therefore you're adding the red wine to the white wine. Mashenkin over here, it doesn't taste any better, the red wine mixed in with the white wine. The reason why you are adding the red wine is in order to chaperain this mitzvah of zeich l'adam. So maybe that's more similar to schaira, and maybe here will apply an isser of tzviya. Because it's not called ain't tzviya b'aychlin here, it doesn't taste better. He adding on order to chaperain that mitzvah, so maybe here it's also lemaisa it's machlekes achrayim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shloima and Rav Yashav as well brought down Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos hold that it's also to do. It's also on Yontif to add the red wine to the white wine. Mashaikin the Shevet the Levi Rav Shmuel Voses Atzal holds that it's mutter. He holds that only by schayra is it also, but here lemaisa it's for drinking. Okay, the reason why you're making it red to have the zeich l'adam, but lemaisa this is for drinking purposes. Therefore, it's not a problem, according to Rav Shmuel Vosner, to add the red wine to the white wine. Now, the shaila is there an eight to do it the opposite way? Put the red wine in first a little bit, and then add white wine afterwards. Is that better or not? So, the Matnas of Ram, the Skaradayim wants a taina, that here it's not better. It's only better when the shaila was, like we said in last year with the Shari Tshuva, there the shaila was, if it's similar to dyeing, where you're worried about exera otu, people make dye. So you put the dye first, then you add the liquid afterwards, water afterwards, that's not the way you make dye. Therefore, it's not going to be exera otu tseveya otu making dye, because that's not the normal way of making dye. Mashenkin over here, tiny the square dye, that here would be a problem, even if you add the red wine first, because of maisa, I'm doing tzvi, I'm coloring the wine. Who cares how I'm coloring the wine? And according to the prima gadim, coloring the wine, not fachila, the shayla of the raisa. And therefore, the square dye comes out, that you should not color the wine in any oifen, not by putting, even by putting the red wine in first, you shouldn't do it. It's better not to do this and not get into a shayla of tzviya, and you don't have to chaperain that extra inyan of having zeich l'adam. It's better just not to color it. That's what Sfera Dayan says. But I saw in Sefer Shalmas Yisrael that it brings down from Rav Shloim Miller that it's not a problem. You put the red wine in first and you add the white wine afterwards, it's not a problem, because he says that's not a maisa tzviya at all. All it is weakening the red color. It's maklish mara adam. That's what you're doing. That's not called tzviya at all, and therefore, he holds that's mutter. And in any case, the Kovetz Halachas, Shmuel Kamenetsky holds that you can even add red wine to the white wine. So zikr, if you want to be soimich on this and add the red wine first and put the white wine afterwards, you have definitely have yashami lismoich to do it in that oifen.